It's recording.
Thanks, Stephen. Okay, this is Sonny Papowski, Chairman of the Water, Sewer, and Stormwater Rate Board. I'd like to call this meeting to order. We have a fairly brief agenda. I want to thank Dan Cantu-Hertzler, who I believe is calling in from vacation. We'll try to keep the interruption short. The first matter on our agenda is, if there are any public comments, comments from anyone, issues from anyone other than the board members, we could hear those now. Are there any comments? Anyone? Hearing none, I had previously distributed the minutes of our meetings of June 8th and June 15th, and I would ask Abby to present those for consideration by the board.
I reviewed those minutes, which were the two meetings regarding the rate proceeding, the rate settlement. They're in order as far as I can see. Anybody have any comments on that? Then I would move for the approval of the both sets of minutes.
I'll second that.
Okay, moved by Abby and seconded by Tony. All in favor of approval of both the sets of minutes for June 8th and June 15th, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, then the minutes for both of those meetings are approved. Thank you. Really, the only
device.
My other Google is talking to me here. Sorry. The only other matter of business we have today regards the authorization to renew our contracts with our three consultants, our city contracts for the year, for the term December 2nd, 2022 through December 1, 2023. And just as a little background, under our contracts with each of our three contractors, that is our hearing examiner, our hearing officer, the public advocate, and our financial consultant, Ed Marcus, we entered into contracts in late 2019, early 2020 for 1 year terms, but each of those contracts had a provision which says, and I'll read it, the city may, at its sole option, amend this contract to add on an annual basis up to three successive one-year terms. We have previously approved two additional one-year terms, and the time is, we are now in a position where if we choose to do so, we can negotiate and add a third year term. So I would first let me ask for a motion and then we can discuss and see if there's any questions. Essentially I would ask for a motion to authorize the board to exercise our contractual option to renew each of the three contracts for the hearing officer, the public advocate, and our financial consultant for the term December 2nd, 2022 through December 1st, 2023, to authorize the chairman and our board counsel, Dan Cantu-Hertzler, to negotiate appropriate terms within the board's budget, which would enable those individuals and entities to serve in their respective capacities during the following year. in which we expect a general rate proceeding, a TAP-R proceeding, and any other matters that come before the board at the board's request. So if I could receive a motion, or if one of you could provide a motion to that effect, authorizing the board to exercise that contractual option to renew those contracts subject to negotiation by Dan and myself with the contractors. Can I hear a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Okay, Tony moves.
Second.
Second from Deb. Is there any discussion or questions regarding these, regarding the motion? Abby?
Yeah, I just want to make sure and ask Dan that we're going to be adequately funded for this.
I believe that will be the case. We're still finalizing this, and obviously we won't be able to commit more than we have, but I believe that the rate board does have sufficient budget for the coming year.
Okay. Great. In that case, you know, in speaking to the merits of the motion, I think that, you know, we've said this before and we'll say it again, it's a tremendous team that we've had that's worked on the last couple of rate cases. They've been smooth. They've been done in an innovative and effective way. And I think that Mr. Ballinger has provided zealous and effective representation. Judge Chestnut is the consummate judge. We couldn't ask for better. Impeccable integrity, excellent control of very difficult proceedings. And our technical support has also been very good, especially considering that we've done some things that have been so innovative. So I am in full support of the renewal for that one additional term. And I'm delighted that people are still interested in working with us.
Any thank you, Abby. Any other comments?
I'd like to echo Abby's sentiments. I just think that the hearing officer has just done a wonderful job, not only since I've been here, but I have actually been paying attention for a while, and it's just, I'm very impressed and appreciative. Rob has continued to advocate for his constituents and been effective. And so I think he is also, of course, worthy of renewal. And, you know, the financial assistance has been, and technical support has been good as well. So I wholeheartedly support renewing these three contracts.
Any other comments, questions? Any other board members? In that case, I'll just add my own thanks to the folks that have been doing this work for us, Judge Chestnut and Rob and Ed Marcus. Really has been a tough couple years in many respects, and I think they've all done an excellent job for the board, and we're fortunate to have had their services, and I hope we can continue having those services for one more year. So if there are no other comments, I would ask for a vote on the motion. All in favor of the motion to authorize renewal of those contracts, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? No, so the motion passes 5-0. And thanks again. The only other, well, the next matter on our agenda is the scheduling of future board meetings. I would recommend that we go ahead and schedule a meeting every month with the understanding that in some months, especially between now and the filing of the next rate proceeding, we may be able to cancel those, but I think it's preferable to schedule the meetings and notice them and then cancel them rather than try to schedule them at a later date. So let me ask the board members, is this time and date, which is the 3 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, does this still seem like a good good time for all of you? Tony?
It's been working for me. So yeah, this midweek mid-afternoon has been working for me.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, well then, I'd like to schedule the next series of meetings. Dan, should we schedule them for the rest of the calendar year, or should we go ahead and schedule into next calendar year? Do you have a thought on that?
I don't think there's any problem with doing it for the remainder of the fiscal year. We can do a single advertisement for all of it, maybe save the board a few bucks. I think it's helpful to have it down there. I mean, like you said, we will end up canceling some, but I don't see a problem with that. That's okay, what
well, council, I'm sorry, I interrupted you, Dan.
No, I just said it's what city council does. They do it that way.
Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and I'll give these dates, although it's just, again, if you can mark your calendars, the second Wednesday of each month, 3 p.m. According to my calendar, at least, that looks like September 14th, October 12th, November 9th, December 14th. January 11th, February 8th, March 8th, April 12th, May 10th, May 14th.
That would be June.
I'm sorry, did I say May? June 14th, thank you, Dan. I didn't notice any holidays or any other problems on any of those days, but if anybody does discover one, let us know as soon as possible. But with that, do I need a motion, Dan, or to approve that schedule of meetings?
Yes, I think that's useful. And if the board's okay with it, I'd suggest adding the chair's authority to reset a meeting as well as to cancel it, just in case it should become necessary or expedient.
Okay. Can somebody provide us with a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Okay, so the motion being that, Tony is a second.
Second.
Is that your second? Second, okay. So I think everybody got that. We have the schedule established, but also giving me the authority to reset or reschedule meetings if necessary. Abby moved in support of that, and Tony seconded. Any discussion or comments? Okay. In that case, let's take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No. So the motion carries 5-0. The only other thing on the agenda is a question, if there's any other business to be brought before the board at this time? Either by the board, first by the board members, and second by anyone else in attendance. Anything else among the board members? Anything else from the folks in attendance?
Nothing from the water department.
Nothing but to just say it's good to see you all and thank you for the kind words earlier.
I'd like to thank you also, but I did want to point out something that if you haven't been involved in a rate case, you may not be aware of how much effort Andre and Rob put into making sure these cases go smoothly. It's kind of like a duck where all the action's happening beneath the surface, but they really do spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of goodwill to make sure that the proceedings were conducted transparently and equitably. And I'm happy to take all the credit as long as they keep doing all the work.
Thanks, Marcy, for that. And thank you for your wonderful service over the last couple of years, which without which we certainly could not have gotten through those proceedings. Are there any other comments or matters to bring before the board? If none, then I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, Tony? Second?
Second.
Second, Deb? All in favor? Aye.
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 Motion carries. Look forward to seeing you all again in September. Thank you very much.
Take care, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Stay cool.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.